absolute a voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out, say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Marks of a true disciple.
Enema echre ana esisiwo ema obi a oye osumafo mapa.
Last 2 weeks and last week I've showed you how to make people disciples. Now I'm speaking to those who are new here and are supposed to be disciples.
Na ena otwetwe mu de kasa fa ekwan a obefo so a obemu obi so abeye osuani. Na ene de ye kasa afa ema echre se wo uye osuani mapa.
So the marks or the signs of a true disciple.
Matthew chapter
28 Go therefore, I want to read with everybody, so everyone lift up your heads and look on the screen. And we are all reading. If I see you are not reading, I'll bring you a microphone.
So that you read.
So we are all reading one. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
So Jesus spoke to the disciples and told them, go and make disciples of others all over the world.
Na Yesu Kristo ene na sua fo ne kasa ye ka kire won se onko ewiase afa na nyina no nkoye afoforo so na sua afo.
He didn't just say we should go and preach the gospel, but he said we should make them disciples.
Wan kan kire won so omonko no omonko kan ono onyankopon na sem na sa keke. Demo mo so onye omo esuafo.
I've explained to you that a disciple is different from a convert. A disciple is someone who has become a student of our Lord Jesus Christ, learning the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ.
And they say, "Be our baby, our body, our fufro, ewo Yesu muno." Not just say, "Oh, our baby, our sumeni debi." And they say, "Let's hear." Our sumeni, any obi, our nusu, our church, our fufro. Send your baby, our nusu, our baby, our sumeni for ewo radi Yesu Kristo.
That is why Jesus preached to many people. Jesus got many people saved, but he had only 12 disciples. They were the real students following him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So they are the disciples, those who are learning after Christ. Matthew 16:24, Jesus said to the disciples. So there is a group he called the disciples, and they were the people who were learning after him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now, in Acts chapter 11, verse 26, it is these same disciples that were observed by the world and were described as Christians.
Now, say you can't ask mama no susu asuma for mama na okohon ma san krofu we ya ena ye omo a ema afoforo ka se wey ene omo ne ya omo ye no se Christo na ema e be from se Christo.
Let's read that scripture. Let's read that scripture. Acts 11:26. I want everyone to read. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and taught a great many people, and the disciples were first called Christians in Antioch. Where were they called Christians? Antioch. That was it. Antioch is a city like Otoko. In Antioch, where they were
Antioch,
in Jerusalem, Peter, James, and John, they were never called Christians.
But
when the people in Antioch saw how they were behaving in the city of Antioch,
Then they said, "These
are Christians."
So what is
the meaning of Christians? There are two words over there. It means Christ and then ians. Yeah? So you divide, it is Christ-like. People that behave like Christ. They are called
Christians.
So you are not a Christian because you are in church. You are a Christian because you are beginning to look like Christ. With all humility, ask the one seated by you, are you a Christian? Because it is not everyone in this room this morning who is a Christian.
If you say, and then you know what say.
Ask the one seated by you, do you look like Christ? That is what makes you a Christian. So we have invited you over to church and you are born again in church, but it doesn't make you a Christian. You become a Christian when people look at you and you resemble Christ. The way you talk resembles Christ. The way you behave resembles Christ. The way you handle issues resembles Christ. The way you do business resembles Christ. The way you are getting married resembles Christ. The way you are treating people resembles Christ. If what you are doing do not resemble Christ, you are just in the church, but you are not a Christian.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So you can be in church and not necessarily be a Christian. But you cannot, listen, but you cannot be a Christian and not be in church. Because the body, the church is the body of Christ. You see, these people, they were meeting, assembled with the church. Always they were meeting together. Then they were nicknamed. You can be in church and be a fake one, but you cannot be a real Christian and say, as for me, I don't go to church, but I am better than those who go to church. It's a lie.
Wouldn't me and Cassam me dear me be a Christiani, Nanso me qua sorry no mamma qua sorry crano, may ye papa si won opua if you say ye dina ye shiani a campuma and ye case ye a Christopher it wouldn't mean ye Christiani a brow to fee there be a massa.
Because the Bible has emphatically told us that as believers we should gather together. It's part of our instruction.
The Bible now catch ye and say ye ye a gidifu idea and was said dani den yina ye shia.
That is why he appointed some to be pastors, some to be teachers, some to be prophets, apostles, evangelists, so that we will teach the Christians so that they will be effective workers of Jesus in their workplaces. You understand? So if you say you will not come, then there was no reason why Jesus selected a pastor. There was no reason why Jesus selected a prophet, because our gathering is not important. So there is no way you can be a real Christian and boycott the gathering of Christians. Is not true.
We ain't no yankopon Adoma Chediano, a sofwo, a defo, and your asempaka for any now, or when you know, or send ye beya, or mobile children, a Christo for ye, but who send ye any yankopon benanti.
So wave your hands with me, wave your hands. Say, Lord, help me to be a good Christian.
Be a good Christian. Oh,
you're not doing that. Say, Lord, help me,
Lord, help me
to be a good Christian. See, I don't want to be in the church alone, but I want to be a real Christian. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Clap your two hands. So what are the marks? What are the signs that show that this, what did they see? What did these Antioch people see? They saw some signs. Huh? You can't say I'm a Christian by secret. Please, even pregnancy is secret, but we see signs.
True or not true?
Oba fa fura eya na asie na nso eduru ba bi kura na yehunu enyema bi esisisi wo ho.
So even if you are pregnant, the signs will let us know that you are carrying something.
Empo se onyim pa akra na se yefuna yemfo yeni hunu no enyema bi ema yehunu se onyem.
And so if you are a Christian in your heart, something will let us know that you are a Christian.
It is a wusi wu ye Christoni e wo akuma mu a enkenye mebe subetime ama ye hunu se wo ampa wo ye Christoni am.
So should I show you the signs? If you want me to show you the signs, lift up your hand. Oh, some people say they don't want you. Let me just close. Bring the offering bag and let's. Should I show you the signs?
As I'm
showing you the signs, don't check somebody seated by you's life. Oh. Check your own life. Forget about somebody that said, aha, measure say Kwame go, you Christonia. Measure and that be it's not about Kwame, it's you. You are the one that God is talking to. Forget about your sister seated by you. Say, aha, see who sorry. Oh, how hard James. Oh, say, unyo Christoni papa. No. No, that's not why I'm preaching. I'm not preaching for you to attack somebody. I'm preaching for you to check your life. If Jesus should come right now, whether he know you or not. So real quick, write it down. Number one, Mark saw the true disciples. Number one, they are followers and practitioners of Jesus' principles and teachings. They are practitioners of Jesus' principles and teachings.
Na omo ye enkrofo a omo di Yesu achi na omo di osee ene woyo eye Yesu Kristo enye ma wa chrechre enyina ne na hyede enyina.
They follow Jesus' instructions and teachings. Luke 9 verse 23.
Omo ye enkrofo a omo ye Yesu Kristo na sede.
The number one sign that someone is a follower of something is when you see the person doing the instructions or the dictates of that thing. You can easily know.
I did in Kayama Utimu say, I nipa would nipa we achi, and say, Obu say, and near my nipanashe, and say, Yen Yan Yadina Utimu say, Nipano.
You easily know that the person is doing that.
Obu say, Nipano, the only Osori and Abrabu, who says, Anyaman, and one Abrabu Maoye.
So there are people who have been with me over the years. When they get up and they are talking, or they get up and they are doing something, or they are preaching, people sit back and look at them and say that he's doing his things like so and so, like Pastor Prince or like this person. Because he's carrying out certain things that Pastor Prince does.
If he says, "Sign the panel," or "Yes, yes, maybe," or "So for us," say, "Oh, say, oh, can," and as our casa, and our ye be say, any point way, any first way, any one.
So the first way you know that someone is a disciple of Jesus is that the person practices the very teachings of Jesus.
And it is so, but who will be a Christian, and they said, "You didn't kind."
James chapter 1 verse 22, the Bible says that be doers of the word and not just hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Point to the one by you and tell the person, Christians are the doers of the word.
Catch the other one, chain, say, a Christopher, a young crofo, a muya assembly, a year four.
Catch and say, a Christopher, any one more, a muya assembly, a year four. Catch them. And I mean, can't cry. Kake mokoji Christopher, no, a mokoni, fio, non, no, 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 that is a Christian. Jay mokoni dress neighbor, so, number one. She saw my eye, but I see, Jay. That is the main, not the main thing. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Good. So, James says that those who are just hearers only, they deceive themselves.
Now, Yakubu say, Omo, Omo, the Omo, ya, 74 there. Omo, Dada, Omo, ho, keke.
Listen, beat your chest and ask, hey, Prince, am I deceiving myself? Tali, are you called Prince? I heard somebody saying Prince at the corner there. Are you called Prince? I said, point to yourself and ask yourself.
Prince, are you deceiving yourself?
Are you deceiving yourself that you are going to heaven? Are you deceiving yourself that you are a Christian?
You
have to ask yourself, because after you close church today, that's when you know whether you are a Christian or not. It's not when you are in church.
If you say, you
will not know a Christian seated in the church. You only know a Christian at the market square.
Because you see the way
you are all sitting down quietly. Look how beautiful she has folded her hand. She's just watching me. You even think she can't talk? True or not true? You see our brother in a nice suit, nice outfit. You see that this is assistant pastor. Like, if I'm not there, he's there. Wave your hand. You see? So as for when we are in the church, dear, we're all looking good. Look at me, Pastor, I'm looking good. If somebody touch you right now, you will smile. You don't want to be angry here. But when you get to school, when you get to your office, when you get back home, and your brother steps on the same leg. What a shock. Say mercy. So ask the one by you. Are you deceiving yourself? Are you real or you are deceiving yourself? Like, are you real? Or you are just part of rescue, one yahweh. Are you deceiving yourself? Because you live here and you still go and drink alcohol, secret. You live here and you still go and have sex, secret. It's you, yourself. It's not us. It's not our jama. It's your jama. What a shock. Mimi, is it the way you were singing? Get up and let them see your beautiful face. Is it the way you were singing? You think that she was thrown from heaven just this morning? But I'll come to your house and I'll come and ask. I'll come to the area and come and ask. The question is, are you deceiving yourself? Instrumentalist, ask yourself, help me. Charlie, oh boy. you not deceive yourself.
Oh, Dada,
oh, you are helping us.
And I say, oh boy,
to go to heaven.
Oh boy,
you are not part.
And now they won't come home.
Then you must also answer that question. Are you deceiving
yourself?
Because a lot of people are deceiving themselves.
If you say any part of one,
the real Christians are practitioners of the word of God.
If you say a Christo for my panankasa de or more and a year Jesus Christo na said here and in my wash.
So you may be a mere believer of the stories of Jesus. You don't argue. So Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, true. I believe Jesus died for my sins. But are you doing what Jesus says you should do? You believe in all the stories of the Bible, but you don't practice the principles. You take what is not yours. You lie against people. You cheat. You steal. You do all sort of things. But you believe that Jesus is the Son of God. But when people look at you, they even hate your Jesus and they hate your church.
If you say,
some of us here that we are the reason why certain people in our area will never come to our church.
Some of them
they've never seen my face fully before. But it's like they hate the church and the pastor so much, but it's just because of you.
I'll never ever go.
Because they are talking about one boy in the church or one girl, just you. Mami ba kubi awako konto kwa wohonti. Put your hand on your head, say, "Help me, Lord." Hey, you are praying, you know, say, "Help me, Lord." So you must go beyond just believing. Tell somebody, go beyond just believing.
I was saying, "Who carefully say GTA now?"
Move. Believing is just class one. Even the devil believes. James chapter 2 verse 19. Look at it. Even the devil believes. James chapter 2 verse 19. Give it to us. The devil is a believer just like you. Some of you, your classmate is just the devil. You are in the same class.
Is the devil your classmate?
You see that some people are not asking. The other people I'm preaching about today. Everybody read it. In case you think I'm not quoting from the Bible. Read it. I said the devil is some of you, your classmate, putting it to the same level. Or your class prophet. Level now, one say also Jinyamidi. Everybody read it, one go. You believe that there is one God. You have done well. Even demons believe. And as for them, they shake. Wukapo jidi na odidi nsemfu. Onu ojidi, epopo. That just say, onu ni jidi enu kano, emu epi, esi wu jidi. Eti kache no chun, jese, obunzam po jidi simu, obunzam, ojinyami di simu. Yes, and as soon as you say, oh, nyanyami pe, but onim se nyami wo. Eti wuzu su onim se nyami wo. Oni yem pre hon. Yes, oh, yes, Christo, we would be GM qua, fe. But pass over Jai Crono, Tofiaqua. Pass over Jai Boyan and Edano, Tofiaqua. Pass a super bet to be Jai. What tricky is super? Your point, sorry, I'll cook you. So you believe. You sing here, you do everything. But you close. The same Jesus says we should not come. Even Jesus crumpled here. He said, don't even look at the woman with your eyes and have feelings.
Yes, Now
Moses say, and for banning that, yes, Christ will say, and then that's a when you punch and mono. You see what I mean?
What did the American answer?
Because sometimes you have not entered into the room, but you have done the thing in your mind.
If it's a baby or honoma, we find you at them with the and so the obey now why you are where we that.
So you believe Jesus is there, you believe Jesus is real, you believe the Bible, and Jesus says that don't fornicate yet.
What did Jesus Christ say?
Still, you leave here and go and do it. Pastor, how can I be in a relationship and not test and see? Jesus said, Jesus said, don't test and see. You see that you don't want to agree. You don't want to agree. Because you are just a believer. You are not a Christian. You and the devil are the same class. You are in class one.
If you say,
he believes, you believe. Demons, they all believe. They believe. So, I believe. It doesn't change anything.
If you say, oka se mi jidi ya, ensesashe.
You and the devil are on the same level. He even believes and trembles better than you. He is afraid of God. You are not even afraid of God. You are not afraid of God. Are you afraid of God? Are you afraid of God? You are afraid of God and you have been stealing what is not yours. Like you've been lying, adding zeros. Are you really sure that you are afraid of God? Just this week, you've gone to have sex, but you came to lead us to something. Are you really sure that you are afraid of God?
You are not serious. You are not afraid of God. So the devil is a better believer than us.
Mercy.
Mercy. Clap your two hands, even though you are not happy. I've spoiled the church. So far, sir, sorry. No. Paul asked the question, he said, because I've told you the truth, have I become your enemy? It's a question Paul asked. Because sometimes you come to church and the pastor teaches like this, and he said that next week, part two, member next 3 weeks. Because you know, maybe I'm a movie to faith. To what is faith? Faith to move mountains. But with your own bed. Amen.
Amen.
But listen to me. My prayer for every one of us is that we will not struggle on earth and go and struggle in hell. Let's not be on this earth and claim we are serving God. Let's be real. Lift up your brother and say, help me to be real, Lord. Say, help me to be real, Lord. Clap your two hands for Jesus. I like that. Sese dia mihia wo era di buayendo buame buame era si esue mihia wo mo sese dia mihia wo era di buami o buame buami era di esue. Sometimes this is a song you have to sing. Sometimes you see, you have to sit yourself down and run a self-assessment and
introspect.
Paul told the church that examine yourself whether you are in the faith. That means that you must try. Don't wait for pastor to come and give you these things. So Prince, the life that I'm living after church, is it good? Is it everybody sees what? Rescue agent. Everybody sees what?
Holy.
Is that how God sees you after you leave the church? Is it not a serious thing? A serious thing. You have to ask yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. So God, is God happy with this masturbation? Is God happy with this pornography? Is God happy with this stealing, this small stealing? Ask yourself that this alcohol I'm drinking it gently with swag. Is God really happy? Somebody says, sipping, I just sipping. Amen. That's why people can enter into the church and steal instrument. Those days, when you see a temple is not locked. The church is not supposed to be locked. Because from the days of Moses to our forefathers, even in Ghana, a church building is not supposed to be locked.
Anytime
you feel like I need to go and talk to God, you can enter and go and
deal.
But that was those days.
In
these days of technology, in these days, wouldn't padlock at two mukrampo no? Ye padlock no? Ni e remo na ya paja o popi na o instrument ni na ya. E tu ba o bon o bon chain chain sa ye di ati chia sorry dal. Oya di abe bon pai. O pe bi a bon pai a poufi. This a sorry time aso. How unya bi bi anra? Amen.
Amen.
But at least from Monday to mostly Fridays. Always the church is open because your work is hard.
And so I'm always here. If we had rather go see if
you had that there. But when we are not here, we can't leave it open.
Now so see any had there. Over by Natchez. Credo Dempa.
I know churches just around here.
Minim sorry, I can't
rob them.
Over and over. One of them is just by the roadside.
Just here. Just by the roadside. I don't know how, but they carried. Not just instrument, to all the chairs through the window. Oh, just here, Fred Pharmacy. There's a church at the top there.
Sorry, we were here. Your baby will be here.
They carried so the church. Like they brought a whole truck.
The car cassava be see.
It was as though they were moving the church to another. One pastor friend of mine told me. He said he has sacked. I asked him about some of his pastors I know. So I asked, Charlie, where is this your man of God? I've not been seeing him. He said, oh, I've sacked him. I said, why? He said, oh, he was sleeping with new members who are prostitutes in the area that we want them into the church. He was sleeping with them on the altar because that the pastor sleeps in the church. Young pastor, he sleeps in the church. Or come on, mother, so then area girls may be a prostitute now. Or one win. I don't know what can she. Ah, or more, we are saying. Some prostitutes are around Kaneshi then. And in Bima Anya, I will fall from. And so, Subani, I will fall from. And I do my bar, sorry, no more. It is still prostitution. Kakra womb. Kakra. And I suffer small boy in a jar. Or do my gin in his ah. And was sorry, devil. It was often said, sorry, not confirm my ego. And he. Obana obon for whom say, ah. Oh no, oh, you did for pa. Who she? Who she?
Yes, sacrifice. What are
you? Who are they? Who she? Because Afaribobi and Kofor boss, no? And not Afaribobi to one. A holy sacrifice. Yes, they say, I am thrown on you. Those days, Ananias and Sapphira time, who didn't draw crutches of war, who taught from now, and then you know, nobody didn't draw crutches of the sophomore because you're truthful with PhD. It would be trainer and say, she true or not true?
I am not crying.
It would be trainer and say, she because I'm not because I'm truthful, who's your support truthful, who be I or truthful. Lift up your hand. I say, Lord, help me. Help me to make it to heaven. Listen, I'm giving you 3 seconds. Just beg God. Talk to God. Like, Lord, help me. I'm not happy about the life I live. Like, I'm not happy. I know secretly, me himself. In your maybe near right. Oh, my brother, we are laughing over it. Yesterday, we are laughing over it. Lord, this thing is serious. Lord, help me, Father. Help this church. Help our members. Help our pastors. Help our leaders. Help us. Help us. Don't let us be in church and go to hell. No. Help us. Help us. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, the Holy Spirit will help us.
Amen.
Oh, let your amen be a believer's one.
Amen.
I said God will help you.
Amen.
The things you must begin to do, God will help you to begin to do them.
Amen.
And the things you must quit from doing, God will help you to stop them.
Amen.
Wave your hands and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let me give you the last one. Number 2 for today, last one, supreme love for Christ. And I'll close with this one. supreme love.
Yeah, tosu mienu eye odosronko a emupi na emuto ema onyankopon.
Supreme love for Christ is a sign that you are a Christian, a disciple.
Se uwo odosronko kra wo twa wo nyuma nyankopon no, che se mupi emuto a ye no eye ade ba ko so a echre se ampa wo ye osuani mapa.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at what Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew 10 verse 37. Everybody, listen. As the scripture is coming, I want you to understand that one big sign that shows that you are a disciple of Jesus is that you must love Jesus more than anyone, including yourself.
Wankasano uye osueni mapano ene se ube chile odosronko edi ama Yesu Kristo achaye ube do Yesu Kristo bi ase eni pa eni ewi ase mu bibi biarebia.
Tell the one by you love Jesus more than yourself.
Kache do to chene se do Yesu Kristo ese wankasano.
And tell him again, love Jesus more than anybody.
Ne do Yesu Kristo ese ni bi obi biara owasa si we say so.
It's a sign that you are a true Christian to love Jesus first before any other thing. I want us to read it together. One go. One go. Everyone from the back. One go. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. He says, he who loves mother, father, children, whatever, you don't qualify, you are not worthy, means you don't qualify to say that you are with him, you are a Christian. It's like you don't qualify. If you love your children more than Jesus, if you love your husband, your wife more than
Jesus,
if you love even yourself more than Jesus, Luke 14 verse 25, someone will say, you didn't mention wife and children. You didn't mention it. Why are you adding to it? Luke 14, 25. Quick. 25. Is there a problem there? Luke 14, 25. Oh, I can read for you, but I want all of us to read so that you will not say, I said it. Now, everybody, help me read. Great multitude went with him, and he turned and said to them, wait, over here he has given them free food. Everybody say free food.
Free food.
He has fed them 3 days. And you know people like free things. So they will follow him to he saves them from spending. So oh, as long as you follow this pastor, you will get some money.
He saves them.
It's like fake fans. They were following Jesus. It's like when there's going to be election, you see the many people following a flag bearer they know has money. It's just the money.
I see about abano. Because the people pray,
some of them, they know the people will not win. They know they will win. But at least, of any district secretary, of any sika, Ansana will lose. Ansana will lose. No one will.
To me, be a one who can create video. Bet many a bit when you sika.
The people who go and follow some of the flag bearers, they know. They know the way they are. Where they win.
Amayofoni be a chiwe ni mu pass any power.
But they have become executives for those. It's just the money they will get.
Like
there are people following Ekwuadonko, there are people following Goom, there are people following even this new guy, Chida or whatever. They know they will win. But before you lose, I'll build first house. That's the project. Everybody follow me, I'm closing, follow me. Now, Jesus saw that because of the free food, how these people were following him.
Jesus said, no.
He
You are too many. How can you all be true disciples? You are too many. It's not true.
Jesus Christ will say, "Ah, ankrofu eni padu duwe wengi na opi asu oyemi shieni David.
No. It is not that you look at some people, you see that, hey, Charlie, jobu ina ko heavy ana God, they are many.
The trouble be out imu huni baby pass and omu si di baby out imu say ankrofu ina mu ko heavy.
Then Jesus said, verse 26.
And Jesus Christ can
say, turned and said to them,
now look
at what Jesus turned, looked at the many people and told them. Look at it. Everybody read. One, go. Oh, some are at the back. They are refusing to read. One, go. Wait, oh. Is that does not? What's the opposite of love? Does not hate his father, mother. This is not Pastor Prince, oh. Jesus speaking. Wife, even though you said for better for worse, there's somebody more important than the for the better for worse you said. Mother, wife, children, even though they are from your loins, there is somebody superior. Brothers, oh, come on, help me, read. Yes! Why did he say yes? If you are talking, why will you stop and say yes? That means that the faces of the people change. Huh? Some of them were like, huh? Then he answered, yes. Can I mean it? I've not made a mistake. This Jesus talking to the many people who claim they are Christians.
Now, when I Jesus Christ, you know, on Crawford Casa, send me a yes, you know, I want to say a Christ for no. Sanso, and on the Casa.
He said, yes.
Or say, Anne.
Finish it. One go. Take it again. One go. And his own life also. He cannot be mine. Jesus said he cannot. He didn't say he may not. May means.
Yes, Christ said, oh, Pia,
impossible.
Impossible.
You cannot be a Christian. A real one.
Papa.
If you love your father more than Jesus, your father said, go and sleep with somebody so you get a job. You obeyed your father. When Jesus said, don't fornicate, you obeyed your father. You love your father.
You respect.
One woman told her daughter, why do you say, a woman told her daughter, not a stranger, a complaint, he said, baby, I'm a page, maybe one person may die. How can a mother give that? So if your principle is that you must obey your mother first, then you can't go to heaven because sometimes your mother will give you an instruction. That is against Jesus' instruction. Sometimes if you follow what your children want, you will go to hell.
No,
Jesus said that this is what means that you are my disciple. If what your child wants is more important, now that you have become born again, these are the things that may limit your flow with God. These are the
things.
Some of you have joined this church and you really want to serve God. It's like, Talit, as for this time, I want to be a real Christian. I want to serve God. But watch out, because you love your brother, you love your sister, you love your friends more than you love God. You can't make it.
If you say Ebia, now do you need be? Who do be? And then Nambi, a saint, Onyankopawa, who to me?
These are the group of people that take you to the club. Now you have come into Christ, and you say that they are your brothers you grew up with, so you cannot separate from them. When they call you, say, I'm not around. When they look for you, say, I'm not coming. When they say, oh no, you know, they are my brothers. As long as you would like them than loving Jesus, you will go to hell.
Simple.
Sometimes it may be your mother. She's a good person. But Jesus says, when she asks you to do something that is against what God has told you to do, then now there's a competition of who you love, whether you love your mother
and so,
or you love Jesus. Then you have to choose. And woe unto you if you say, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So I obey. Honor your mother and your father. Over there, that scripture is suspended. It's not correct application of the word of God. You must fight for your salvation. You don't hate him, you don't hate her, but you must fight for yourself. Tell somebody about you fight for your salvation.
Oh,
please, announce to somebody, fight for your salvation. Tell another person, it is a fight. It is a fight. It's a fight. The devil has positioned good people in your way to stop you from going to heaven. They are good people, but they have been positioned to stop. Are you following me? That's why Jesus said, if you want to be my disciple, then I warn you, love me more than your mother. Love me more than your father. Love me more than even yourself, your wife, your children, yourself. That means nothing must compete with Jesus in your life.
Ebawa bra bomu ankasa dia bibi bien honoma e wo se eba enu wo yakopon Jesus Christ ntem
kwa. I'll make room for two, you and I, Jesus. That's all. For two, it's just you and Jesus. Your mother is not part. Your father is not part. They are not invited for that relationship. They are not invited. Come on, decline. You are all that one. Again. I'll make room for two. You and I. My children are not part, so they can't stop me from serving God. I'll not allow it. I'll not allow my children to stop me. You are all that matters. Oh, way, oh, way. You are all that matters. Oh, way, oh, way. You are all that matters. Oh, way, oh, way. Oh, Jesus. You are all. Clap your two hands for the Lord. That's all. The devil is so smart. Tell somebody, the devil is very smart. Sometimes he knows very, very well. Sometimes he knows that you don't have problem with girls, woman. So he will use something else. Sometimes he will use an innocent person who doesn't even know he's being used. He will use an innocent person who doesn't even know she's being used. When Jesus resurrected, he was able to defeat all principalities and powers. Then when he resurrected, he was now going to present the blood. Nothing must touch him. The demons could not touch him. Then all of a sudden, Mary Magdalene appeared from nowhere looking for Jesus and crying. Saw Jesus and was going to touch Jesus. Then Jesus swept. Bible says he swept. And then he said to her, don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my father and to your father. What the demons couldn't do, Mary was about to do it. Innocently. Sometimes, what witches cannot do, your wife will do it. What wizards cannot do, your husband will do it. What demons could not achieve, the devil will package your mother to do it. And you will never understand. But all their purpose is to stop you from serving God. So if it is your father's voice you fear, the devil will go through him. If it is your children's voice, the devil will go through them. If it's your wife's voice, the devil will go through her. If it's your mother's voice, the devil will go through her. The devil is no respecter of anybody. He uses the people that you love and the people you fear to stop you.
And what's a woman say about Sam no dear? On throw pia or betima for pia any pa usrono any pa was
a fight
and in yama bea fan so up our brabum send ya baya the on yankopon asha say yen wintimin ye na edoba call upon Sam G.
Are you following me?
Who did you make a chidi?
I'm also a father.
Me too,
I'm a husband.
But
if my wife loves me more than loves God, she may end up in hell. That's what Jesus
said.
If my children love me more than they love Jesus, I may ask them to do something bad.
Nobody may know.
And then they will have to either listen to what pastor said, what daddy said, what husband said, what prince said. No. Jesus first. Please, are you getting me? Who first? Those here, who first? Say Jesus first. All others second. Jesus first. Let nothing separate you. It's a sign that you are true. Jesus said, this is what shows that you are my
disciple.
That you hate your mother more than that you hate your father, that you hate your sisters, that you, then you love me. That is what shows. But why did he use the word hate? The reason is because when two people are there and you choose that I love this, indirectly you mean I don't love you. And that's what you call hate.
If he says, "Say nipa mi enu oho," near kasa faba ako now see me do weya. Not just say the opposite or chere ne say the oka na on the own no.
It's just opposite. The opposite of love is hate. That's why you use that so that you understand. Because anytime you are not chosen, you feel hated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anytime you are not chosen, you feel not wanted. Romans chapter 9. Romans 9 verse 13. God himself said, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. God said, I've hated Esau. A baby Esau who has done nothing. Because I've chosen Jacob, so to Esau is like hatred. Amen. That means that from today, your choices must be pro-Jesus.
Your
choices, your decisions, they must be for Jesus, not against
Jesus.
You must decide to go to church. It's a for Jesus decision. Other things will call you. Come and meet me, appointment. Oh, I'll have some money for you. You work on
Sunday.
But your choices must be for Jesus, not for money. Let me sleep with you. I'll take care of you. Let me have sex with you. I'll pay all your bills. I'll take care of you, your mother, your father, blah, 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 blah.
Mama, no, and na me for who can you me shower, shower, maybe I can abuse you, and no, na no,
you have a decision to make.
Honorman, I'll bet you, and what I say,
it must either for Jesus or for you.
And I say, Honorman, I say, hey, it met ye, yesu, I say, me, meto, yesu, asne.
So from today, may your decisions favor Jesus. Let your amen be a loudest one from there. I said from today, no matter what happens, may your final decision favor Jesus. Not your friends. Let your friends feel angry and feel like what I say, oh God, sorry, no. Only your own time. Let them feel angry. Let Jesus be happy. Let your wife be angry and let Jesus be happy. Let your husband be angry and let Jesus be happy. Let your mother say that you, I will not give you food to eat and beat you and molest you, whatever, and let Jesus be happy. It's a sign of a disciple. If you cannot carry that cross, you don't qualify to be a disciple. It's as simple as
that.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There will always be conflict.
I was out here saying, why
did Jesus say that I did not come to bring peace? I came to bring sword. A mother will rise against a child. A child will rise against a father. A husband will rise up against wife. Why did he say that?
Because of this. My man was in Jemu. Nemo me band or kum if he said a jabba sorietia or ban or ban so sorietia and if he said.
So from today, live for Jesus.
It's a free
live for Jesus. I said, well, live for Jesus. Live for Jesus. Say, I live for Jesus. Say, in all my ways. From today, I will live for Jesus. My relationship will be for Jesus. Say, my marriage will be because of Jesus. Say, where I stay will be because of Jesus. The work I do will be because of Jesus. The things I accept will be because of Jesus. And the things I say no to will be because of Jesus. Where I spend my time with will be because of Jesus. Where I run away from will also be because of Jesus. Clap your two hands for them.
Because of Jesus.
And the ultimate proof of that love is when you obey him. That's what shows that you love someone, to listen to the person.
Haven't
you heard women ask their beloveds and husbands, "Who are sure say udomi? Hey, na me no kasa wunti." Haven't you heard some before?
Yes. Said the
Because the ultimate proof of your love is listening to the person.
Say ube chere se udo ubi pa. Any said the nipa nekano ube ti na ube yo.
Love can draw you closer. Love can make you talk to the person. Love can make you buy gifts. But the biggest proof that you love someone is paying attention to what the person is saying.
Ube timi akase oh me do odo me do ntube ye we ube ye we ube bibi bia mani pa no. Nemom adia be chere se odo ne pa ne se de all can ube suti ama na ube ye ne yo for.
Rise up to your feet and read your last scripture.
Sorry, it's
not on us.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.